Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hacking is bad, unless, of course, you're doing it for the U.S. government. When you go to the airport, reports show that the NSA gets info from your online searches during your flight. It's been reported that Gogo, one of the main Wi-Fi suppliers to U.S. airplanes, supplies data to U.S. authorities. Outside of airlines, we've seen companies such as Microsoft, which makes the Xbox, implicated in the Prism scandal. But if you hack a company that makes video games, get ready for a visit from the FBI. And if you expose the Prism system in general, get ready to seek asylum and be labeled an enemy of the state. And if the feds just so happen to find another way into your device, such as the Heartbleed bug, they say that it's no big deal.
70% of all computers use a program that has had a major flaw for over 2 years. And this flaw allows hackers to get in and read encrypted mail, encrypted communications of all kinds, without our knowledge. Now, keep in mind, this has been going on for 2 years, and we just now discovered it. I think it's one of the problems with American corporations. They've become lazy. Rather than building things in the proper way, they rely on open source, which is free, and everybody goes, oh, this is great. This is good stuff. But this is what happens. So 70% of all computers in the world have been compromised by this bug, which is 2 years old.
But back to video games. It's been reported that an Iranian Marine was recruited by the CIA to make video games that make players sympathetic to U.S. foreign policy. Finally, it has also come out that the feds are posing as online gamers in order to track the habits of players. They say it's so terrorists can't exchange information in online games, but I think it's the FBI wanting to know just as much about your fantasy life as they do about your real life. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already the 17th day of April 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are broadcasting worldwide. What an amazing broadcast we have lined up for you today. Look at the global financial meltdown crisis with the stock market and derivatives that's been unfolding. We're going to have Nomi Prinz on in the third hour today, former managing director at Goldman Sachs and best-selling author. She is going to be joining us coming up some in the third hour today. I do intend to open the phones up for first-time callers to talk about any issue you wish to discuss, from the Bundy Ranch situation to the new attacks on the Second Amendment to the missing Malaysian aircraft distraction, clearly grabbed by a government or hijacked and crashed, and they know what happened and are covering it up. And then the serious issues of Ukraine developing with Ukrainian tanks the Russians have taken over in the eastern area, flying Russian flags. NATO troops reportedly being deployed into the area. A very serious situation on that front. And then domestically, we've got news like this. GOP fears executive order on biometric guns. Senator John Cornyn is warning that Obama administration to not issue an executive order requiring that all new guns be made with biometric technology, such as a fingerprint recognition or bracelets, that the Attorney General said last week they're looking into. Cornyn raised the issue in a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, who in testimony earlier this month highlighted biometric bracelets and fingerprint identification as a safety issue that they are looking at trying to require. And the great their leader, Obama, has said over and over again in the last 6 years, you know, I can't act outside the Constitution. I've got to have Congress. You know, I wish I could act. And then over the first few years, you know, I kind of need to act. I sure want to, but can I? Should I? I'll act whenever I need to do what's right for this country. So selling the idea that, come on, Obama, you'll give us all the free welfare and all the free health care and all the free chicken in every pot. You know, if you just took the power, and he won't take the power while he's taking the power and becoming the most dictatorial president this country has seen since Lincoln. Hands down. Hands down. FDR did some dictatorial things during World War II, but those were temporary and had a lot of public support. And I'm not saying public support alone authorizes someone to act dictatorially, but the point is that nothing that I've studied in history is anywhere near what Obama's doing. And here's the big issue. It's being done with very little fanfare until the last 2 weeks, where Republicans like Gohmert and others, Issa and even Boehner, have said we're seeing lawlessness, we're seeing above the law. The president, you know, is stonewalling. The attorney general really should probably be in jail for ignoring all these subpoenas. Anyone else would. And so finally, people are calling it what it is. And when you enter into a great tyranny, you will not be able to defeat it unless you admit it. It'd be like if you got diagnosed with lung cancer, the most virulent, aggressive, metastasizing form, and they said, you know, you've got a 20% chance to live if we cut it out right now, if it hasn't totally metastasized yet, but you have no chance, 100% death, if you don't cut this out of your lung. And you're like, oh, that's kind of scary. I don't want to admit that I've got lung cancer. That's kind of scary. I don't want to admit this has happened. It's like if you break your leg and a bone sticking out of the side of it. Now, that's happened to me. And you're sitting there looking at it and you go, wow, my leg's really broken. It's really bleeding. This really hurts. I didn't say to myself, oh, no, my leg's not broken. I'm not going to be an extremist. This is an extreme act that just happened. No, it happened. Just like you see a car wreck and people flying out of the car dying, and then you pull over to try to help them and blood spraying everywhere out of people's necks and stuff. You know, that just happened. That was real. When I was a kid visiting a pool party at my dad's dental office party at his office manager's house, they had the old-fashioned plate glass windows from the 50s, 60s, whatever it was. And I left my water gun outside. My dad goes, come on, we're leaving. He goes, running to get your water gun. And they just closed the door, and I ran right through it. Right through it, just slicing down to the bone of my arm and leg, blood spraying all over the walls. You know what? That was an extreme event. It happened. And they didn't say, son, you're fine. It's a mere flesh wound. We don't need to go to the hospital. No, they put pressure on it. They got me in the car. They drove me to the hospital. They said, do we call an ambulance? No, that takes more time. They're slow. Let's go. Where's the quickest hospital? Well, this one's right here, but it's probably not as good right now. This other one's cleaner and has better staff generally. Yes, I do a lot of work there wiring jaws from car wrecks. Let's get there. You know, just they got it done. They got me to the hospital. This country is bleeding out in front of us right now. And before I get into all this news, I want to say something to Rachel Maddow and Glenn Beck and all the Democratic Party websites and a bunch of Republican Party websites, Breitbart and others that are attacking us, saying there's no Chinese deal with energy companies and that none of it exists when it's in the BLM documents, confusing people and manipulating them on the Bundy Ranch situation. There's a 129-mile system of planned power stations and planned cables. This is CBS News. You can just pull up, Harry Reid solar panel plan. You'll get Reuters, AP, CBS News from 2012, when people were saying it looked corrupt because his son was involved, Rory. And when people were pointing out, is it right to have China coming in, getting government stimulus money? But Solyndra broke then, so it messed up the deal for that period, just to basically get the money to build it. It's not even if it works or, is it feasible, like the windmills in Spain that are a total failure. It's the building of the boondoggle that is the money. That's what a boondoggle is. Okay? So now you're to believe that didn't even happen. Because they go, look, this is 100 miles away where these solar panels are at. That's right. And then the cables go right by the Bundy Ranch, and they say we have to have this entire corridor as an environmental easement set aside because we're going to build on this. The Bundy Ranch is the set aside. Now, that's in the BLM documents. And these Democratic Party sites, it's a confidence game. They link to Infowars.com and our article that shows the BLM documents that they've since removed off their website and then even off the Google cache, but everybody saved them. All of that's going on. All of that's happening. All of that is unfolding. And they're sitting over there acting like none of it's even going on and linking to my site like it discredits me going to the proof. See, they think you're so dumb. This is a technique. They think you're so ignorant that because they link to it and say it's debunked, that you won't even go read it. You'll just maybe glance at it or see the link and think, oh, my gosh, it's debunked. It was a scandal in 2012. Just type in Harry Reid Nevada Solar Farm, and you will get hundreds. In fact, do it, guys. Harry Reid China Solar. And then click web because it's 2 years old, and you will see hundreds and hundreds of articles. There's Reuters, U.S. Senator Harry Reid. Scroll back up for me. U.S. Senator Reid, son combine for China's firm's desert plan, 2012. And then there were articles in the Wall Street Journal everywhere saying, is this right? Is this a scandal? Because he controls the BLM with his chief of staff, who's the head of it. That had just happened. And his son's getting money from this, and they're all involved, and they're going to get government stimulus money and government money to build this. And, you know, is this right? Well, of course it's wrong. It's like saying, is it wrong that Congress insider trades 3 years ago? And Congress just passed a law saying, retroactively, we make it legal to insider trade now. There it is. Harry Reid's son representing Chinese solar panel plant, Breitbart. Harry Reid bolsters son's interest in China firm. I mean, folks, then Breitbart writes an article saying there's no China, there's no deal, there's no nothing. Look, the solar thing is 100 miles away from Bundy's ranch. There's a bunch of solar plans on there. It runs right by his ranch where the cables are at. And it enlists Bundy, Cliven Bundy, by name, and says, we've got to get him off. He's the last family we haven't gotten off. I'm going to repeat that for everybody. This is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's so frustrating. There's no drones. There's no NSA surveillance. There's no bullets. There's no tyranny. We're sick of government lying to us. We're sick of media lying. We're sick of the system sitting there and acting like it's not doing anything wrong. The government is imperious. It's arrogant. It's arbitrary. It violates its own laws. It does whatever it wants. It's growing like a cancer. The country is bankrupt. It's attacking the family. It's setting up tax structures to shut down small business. It's bankrupting farmers and ranchers coast to coast. We import like half our food now, a third of our beef. We're falling apart with criminals running things. And they committed Waco and Ruby Ridge and all these other crimes against us. And then finally some ranchers stand up and say, we're sick of being tasered and beat up and you shooting bicyclists in the desert in the back for no reason. We're going to walk up against your guns. You're threatening to shoot us. They're incredible heroes. And all these cowardly neocons that want a seat at the table at the butchering of America want to sit there and act like we're liars, we're cowards, we're bad, or we want violence. We don't want violence. But kissing up to the system has gotten us where we're at. They're coming after us one way or another. You understand that, cowards?
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Hi, right here on GCN. You know, what the general public is starting to figure out right now, and what the political class is figuring out, is that the globalists have planned a civil war in this country for a long, long time. And that Homeland Security is the stake to be driven through this republic's heart by the New World Order. And that entire apparatus
is basically a guillotine to chop this country's political head off. As Homeland Security and the bureaucracy absorbs what's left of the old republic. The old republic is being eroded away at a faster and faster pace. And then as the public desperately realizes, oh my gosh, they're getting rid of the republic and replacing it with a nightmarish control freak wonderland technocracy for psychopaths to feed on us, a charnel house that would make Hannibal Lecter blush. Government's killed 262 million non-military individuals by hand, according to the University of Hawaii's conservative analysis of the numbers. It's probably much higher in the 20th century. And I am desperately afraid of it, afraid of not taking action against it, afraid of not defeating it. It's more than fear. It's a instinct. It's a will. It's a spirit of resistance against this evil. Every time I see people's children, or I see innocents, or I see innocent women and men having mindless conversations, I get very sad for them. They have no idea they're under scientific attack on record. And the psychiatric system has been taught, you know, there's no NSA spying. There's no government corruption. Nobody has it out for you in the political system. That's the ravings of a lunatic. It doesn't matter if I have eco-science written by the White House science czar saying put stuff in the water to lower your IQ and your fertility. It doesn't matter if the Harvard study says it lowers IQ 10 points just drinking fluoridated water for a few years as a juvenile. It doesn't matter if it gives you sevenfold increase in bone cancer. It doesn't matter if it gives you all sorts of other cancer in your bladder and you name it, and brain cancer. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the big measles outbreaks in California later came out this year were from the measles shot. CBS News buried it, that it was in there. Look it up. Just type in measles outbreak was caused by a vaccinated person. My dad's a dentist, an oral surgeon, and he's recently retired because of Obamacare. And every time someone would come in, his patients of many years with shingles, they would tell him, you know, I think it's the vaccine. They convinced me up at Walgreens to get it, and I got shingles the week after. I've never had them. And he just, hundreds of people, you know, just absolute fact. You know, it's like, oh, come on, that's not a scientific study. It's like a rattlesnake bites you, and you go, I need a scientific study to know that, you know, my leg just swole up, and I've, you know, got a fever, and I'm about to die because that long thing that doesn't have legs came out of a hole and bit me. My grandmother's best friend is an RN, going all the way back to World War II. That's how old she is, 90 years old. And she's a smart old bird, but she trusts the system. And she took a shingles shot 2 years ago, and it almost killed her. He gave her the shingles. And that's the type of woman, when my kids were born, came down to Austin and brought them like little eagles and American flags. I mean, these are people that believe in America. And I'm telling you, if they told this lady, go run off a cliff for America, she would do it. If they told her, jump into a meat grinder, she would do it. But see, it's dog-like. It's total loyalty to the state, believing it is America, because they grew up in World War II. That's one reason we got here, because we were the good guys, and the Nazis were the bad guys, so the government's good, do whatever it says. Well, the government was a lot better compared to the Nazis or the Soviets, but still had a lot of problems and was corrupt. And then it got taken over by eugenicists that were like rock stars from the 1860s right through to today. They just changed the name. Hitler got everything from the U.S. and England. That's why they got 30-plus thousand top Nazi scientists, not just in rocketry, folks, not just in weapons, but in biology and in psychology and in psychiatric systems. And they brought them over here, and they were put as the heads of every major department at almost every university. Germans, German officers were put in the entire bureaucracy. Hail Hydra! And then people will say, oh, you're saying the Germans, oh, the Germans. Well, it's weird. No, being German isn't evil. I'm like half German. I'm more German than anything else, probably. The whole point is that Germany was a test of the eugenics takeover, but they planned to destroy them and set them up. This has all been declassified. Lord Milner, by the 20s, was saying, we've got to put a dictator in Germany, build them up, make them really mad, and then have them destroy Europe, and then we'll take over. I mean, these people are smart, folks. Read the Lord Milner quotes at the Milner Group. Look them up. They're published. They created Adolf Alois Hitler. So Hydra doesn't come from Germany. Hydra comes from London. Hail Hydra! And they just tell you everything in movies like Captain America. And Hydra is S.H.I.E.L.D., ladies and gentlemen. You understand that? You go see that movie. That's real. They have real space planes with decapitation weapons right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-286-5273, 800-286-5273.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
I think I listened to this song like 3 times this morning when I was in the shower. Kept sticking my arm out and hitting the button. Boy, a new listener tunes in. They must think this is a crazy town, the show. But, you know, I'm on record for 8 years since I was given the classified information that was leaked publicly, so I was allowed to cover it, by Dr. Bob Bowman, the physicist, the nuclear physicist, and the former head of the Star Wars program, Colonel Bowman. He was only allowed to reveal the information because it had leaked in C-SPAN debates when he was debating his replacement at Star Wars. And he said, no, by the late 70s, they had a fleet of robot spacecraft, basically what looked like stealth bombers, but small ones, with DU Sabo rounds. And people are going, Alex, we've heard this hundreds of times. Why are you saying it again? Because if I say the movie Captain America Winter Soldier has a lot of real stuff in it, I don't want people thinking I'm just saying, oh, look, that movie, that's real. when you know about the plan, and then you're sitting there seeing it on the big screen, a shadow rogue government run by eugenicist scientists that plans a mass world culling, first taking out the world leaders that they oppose with high energy weapons, kinetic space meteor guns, right out of The Last Starfighter, which is based, I later learned, on another book from the 70s that was written by another Army colonel, forget his name, I did research on it, where in The Last Starfighter he goes and plays a video game, and he's really being surveilled to see who can pilot the ship, and then the aliens come and get him and take him up, and then you see Ender's Game, you know, as the same story. Well, it's not aliens, folks. It's globalists. You've got everybody in these combat simulators being desensitized for war, being conditioned for killing, being normalized. And then it turns out, oh, the Pentagon in the 50s began funding secret research that in the 60s was deployed to some of the first ground combat simulators for troops, and they found in Vietnam it made people go from 50% of the time not killing somebody up close to 90-plus percent of the time killing somebody. Because if you don't have a killer instinct, you'll be dead, Marine, to quote Full Metal Jacket. We're in combat murder simulators. And you tell people that are addicted to them, hey, you know that's a combat murder simulator. And they go, hey, don't talk about my video games, Alex. You stay out of it. You stay out of it right now. That's my games. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. I mean, I've seen grown adults, some of them famous people, I'm not going to say their names, go, you know that's a combat simulator. Well, no, I don't have any problem with it. No, no, no. For most people, it's an arrested development to keep men from launching till age 28 now. Is the average age, you look at the university studies, for men now to launch and to try to get their own house and a woman. I launched at age 12, ladies and gentlemen. I launched and started acting like a man, getting in serious fist fights, going and going after 16-year-old girls when I was 12, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying I'm some super male or anything, but I mean, I launched at 12. I was out of the house at 17. I was dating girls in college when I was 15 years old. I see the average men around, and they are literally little boys. But then they act like men and act like thugs. Being a man now is acting like a thug, the media has put out, and women think somebody acting like a thug is a man. A man is somebody that shows up to work on time. A man, somebody that gets up at 3 a.m. and goes and helps their friend who's been in a car wreck. A man, somebody that doesn't back down from tyranny. A man, somebody that has a serious mind and is focused and is aggressive. Not what we see here today. And I'm going off the deep end here, talking about a bunch of issues of mind control. But television, the culture, all of it is mind control. And I've been talking to a lot of top people. Why in all these movies now is it anti-New World Order, anti-government? Because they know in the polls, Congress has a 6% approval rating. They know by the NSA spying and the big aggregate computer systems that feed all intel in to the supercomputers on record. They can predict the future now. They can predict mass movements. They are trying to give you a simulated fake revolution in cyberspace and in Hollywood and a revelation of the method, externalization of the hierarchy, to give you the archetypes of the Herculean hero of a thousand faces so that you can believe that the evil has been defeated as the real evil accelerates. And, of course, even most of the writers and producers of these films, I've been able to talk to some of them over the years, they're allowed to put it out. They're even good people. And they don't even know why they're being allowed to put all this out. They're being allowed to put all this out because it's a simulated victory you're supposed to have, not a real one. I mean, I saw some ad on one of my YouTube videos today that was for a Star Wars game about create your command base, create your fortress. They pick the carpet and the fixtures. And this is where for men and women to go and imagine their imaginary world, ladies and gentlemen, instead of really building a real one. They don't want you on the game board in reality. They want you in fantasy land, ladies and gentlemen. So that they can tell you, well, you know, Alex Jones is discredited. Yeah, there's no Chinese involvement. There's no Harry Reid involvement. There's no solar farm. It was 100 miles away. It had nothing to do with it. even though the power lines are right there, even though it starts right there, even though there's multiple power stations listed, they just point at one of them and play games with your mind. It's an environmental easement that they can build it right here, and then his land is the agreed upon under UNESCO executive order, and it's in the Bureau of Land Management documents, and they link to them saying we're discredited. See that con game? They say in hundreds of public, thousands actually, because when AP comes out, it's in thousands of newspapers. In one day, I was in over 1,000 news articles when they came out 2 years ago and said, Kirk Nemo at InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com are lying to you. There are no bullets. I mean, there are, you know, 20 million here, 100 million there, but not 1.6 billion. Now it's over 2.6 billion last time. And it doesn't matter that you see every federal agency army. It doesn't matter if you have all the purchase orders. They go and play the same game. Oh, look, there's a solar farm here. It's not down there. Even though there's a whole bunch of solar farms on the map. They play that game. Obama, you know, you'll keep your doctor. And then I never said you could keep your doctor. And I'm not coming after any guns. Later, I never said I wasn't coming after your guns. And in private recordings, he says, we're going to get these better clangers. They're clanging their Bibles and their guns. I mean, they're in their private meetings. They're talking about us. We're the enemy. And they're already banning importation of most ammo, rifles. They're harassing gun shops. They're putting micro-stamp laws in. They're suing all the gun makers. I mean, almost all the big ones. It is going on. And now Obama's moving with an executive order, the word is. They've already signaled it. The Hill newspaper reports for bracelets and biometrics that will render all the other guns illegal. That's the battle plan. And I've told you that forever, and so has Larry Pratt. They're coming. They're coming. Drums in the deep. And anybody who lives in denial is a fool. And then, I mean, again, I'll be honest with you. If it was just some type of Harry Truman crook who just wanted to get bid rigging on roads and give some money to their families and make money off of the largesse, I would criticize them. I'd be against it. But at least that's building something and skimming off the top of it. The globalists want to deconstruct civilization as we know it as a total act of will and power and a hate letter, a defiling mass exterminist vandalism of the entire biosphere code of the planet. They're coming out with GMOs, making plants unable to reproduce in grasses, trees. They're GMOing all the major food animals, all the major fish. They're releasing them open air, spider goats, insect-crossed salmon with eight other things than the one they released. I mean, just total hell on earth. And you've got the environmental heroes that are out there, you know, battling overfishing and, oh, battling global warming. Folks, global warming, overfishing. Overfishing is an issue, but it's nothing compared to open-air release of nanotech that's already going on. I mean, we are not in 2014, boys and girls. The technology on the government reservations is at least 35 years advanced. They admit that. So we're really in what's 14 and 30 plus. Yeah, 44, 45 years. We're 2045. And that's why I shouldn't even be up here worried about Glenn Beck attacking me. I shouldn't even be worried about Rachel Maddow attacking me again last night and all of them basically saying I'm calling for violence and trying to frame me. Fine. If the FBI and the government really wants to frame me or kill me, I don't want to die, but just do it. Okay? Because you're cutting your own throat. I mean, this is real. What we're going to see happen is over-the-top insane. We are living in a science fiction movie, ladies and gentlemen. And they are changing the entire genetic code of the basic plankton and the basic diatoms and the basic microorganisms in the ocean. They have got thousands of admitted tests going on of just one type of bacteria in the ocean. They are already changing flora across the board. They are probably going to kill everybody. And they've got the FBI running around all the gun shops to demonize gun owners, saying, are people talking bad about the government? Let me give the FBI a little news flash. I'd say about 90% of the people in the gun shops are buying guns because of the government. They know crooks when they see it. And you already know that. So it's all just a demonization game. And you know, maybe you will find some unstable schizophrenic or something that's mad that's going to do something, and then you'll be a big hero and get a promotion. But none of it means anything when they're messing with the plankton. Do you know what happens if they flip the plankton or do something to them? It won't just be like Monsanto killing most of our soil in the U.S. on purpose, coming out with new seeds that can grow in their toxic waste, and admitting that's their plan to their shareholders. Total takeover, total rewrite, total genetic Armageddon. And the rest of the world, even the kleptocratic Russians, are looking at the Chinese just doing every form of testing and not caring, even outdoing the United States. And other countries are just totally freaked out. And world leaders, by the way, I know folks that know a lot of world leaders, and I personally, off air, you know, talk to senators and congresspeople that you've not even heard on this show. And they're scared, too. Do you think I'm the only smart person around? They just can't act like me. They can't get up and jump up and down like a chicken with their head cut off, even though they want to, because they know the media will probably destroy them. But a time's coming when that will not destroy you. Because stuff's going to get so bad. We go ahead and tell the truth now, or it's all over. Do you want me to apologize to you, Rachel Maddow and Glenn Beck? Because you're up on air, and your other hosts are saying that, you know, that I want to lock up Glenn Beck's people in a forced labor camp. He said that I'm the type of person, we're the type of group, we played the clip yesterday, that would not give them a trial and arrest them for their speech. Well, what the hell is that? Never said any such thing. And that I'm the group that wants violence, and I'm the bad guy. Alex Jones, don't go with that group. They want violence. Why do you think the power structure is doing that? Because they're scared of us, ladies and gentlemen. They know I'm real. They know I'm committed. To this fight. And they know if you get this message and verify it for yourself and look at the data, you're going to make a decision, because that's what I'm good at, is getting people to make decisions. What I'm good at is talking straight to people, right to their gut, right to their soul. I'm a straight shooter, and everybody knows it. And I'm telling you, folks, I don't have words to describe how much danger we're in on the genetic engineering front, the chemical weapons front, the biowarfare front, the nuclear war front, the kleptocrat front. The elites throughout history go insane. With the megalomaniacal power, they're going insane right now, and they think they're going to merge with machines, and they don't even care if there's a nuclear war. They think their super deep bunkers are going to protect them under the Rockies, and they're not going to. And you have to understand, folks, that the evil mindset, the evil energy that they've tuned into wants to destroy things. Wants death, wants murder, wants mayhem, wants disintegration. And no one can deny that. Look at what world leaders do. Look at what crazy emperors do. Look at Vlad the Impaler. Look at Caligula and Nero. Look at Adolf Hitler. Look at Stalin. Look at Lenin. Look at Mao Zedong. Do you know the admitted habits of Mao Zedong? Do you know what's happening in Japan, where kids are continuing just to have convulsions all over the country, and cancer rates are off the chart, and total mental illness is setting in because an honorable people have been turned into dishonor by the New World Order? The adult diapers are outselling baby diapers, and not just because they're an aging population. The new fad, because the Japanese are so into cleanliness, is for people to poop on themselves. You see, people that were so obsessed with cleanliness and taking hot baths every day and so into beauty now are into ugliness. Call it satanic, call it whatever you want. It is what it is. And it's spreading everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. A spirit of evil. Now, you take people wanting to poop on themselves. I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what's going on. And you take it to the New World Order level. What's really sick? Destroy the planet. Kill everyone. But do it slowly. Kill the babies, mutate the humans, mutate the animals, pour out all the genetic garbage, create total disease, break up the family, and then, only then, when you've destroyed the soul of humanity, turn us into a technocracy, only then do you destroy the entire planet as an act of willing. And I'm paraphrasing some poetry by a top transhumanist. I forget his name. It's in Endgame. One of the top people that advises Google and Kurzweil and everybody was, our nihilistic program of willing will go on and we may just destroy the planet as an act of supreme willingness and our total will for the black power. I mean, you know, it's just and you're just like reading this and it's just like, wow, wow, what a commitment to darkness. What a commitment. I think there's a song that describes it. Will you guys find Danzig's The Stalker? If you can find it during the break, we'll play it coming back in. That's what I think of when I think of Obama and the BLM and all these evil people crouching, how they're good and they want to help you and they want to be nice and they care about the kids. They want to slit your throat ear to ear. People like Rachel Maddow just like being in power and think she's in charge and has her fake liberal template programming obsessed with, you know, gender. She's just a bot. But the people above her, they are literal. Ring race is the way to describe them. Undead.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
You've heard about the lowest price promise at Emergency Essentials, but did you know? Right now, you can save $100 on a Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filter. While supplies last, get 40% off a personal emergency kit, 43% off Red Feather Butter, and 46% off the Victoria Hand Grain Mill. And don't forget, you can save over $250 on the year supply of basics. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
I dedicate this song to the New World Order.
No one knows my name,
where I come from. No one sees my face.
7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday transmission. No one sees the New World Order's face in the darkness. No one sees their shape. A little bit more of it. And I'll tell you the other news that's coming up. You hear that spirit? That's the New World Order. Crouching in the dark. Up. It's just so upsetting to see how we've been overrun at Waco, overrun at Ruby Ridge, overrun thousands of times. They're training the police and military to fight the American people openly. It's total treason. They're gutting the country, shutting down our industries, bankrupting everything the globalists don't own. A total ruthless siege. And then finally, a vestigial remnant of people act a little bit like our forebears did and get beat up and attacked, so more people show up, and they get beat up and attacked, so more show up and say, all right, we're marching in, you say you're going to shoot us, go ahead and do it. And that is incredible. They would say, come across that line, we're going to shoot you. I mean, they were so cowardly, they were so scared of citizens that instead of even talking to them, they were saying, we're going to shoot you. And then once they walked up to them, then they talked to them. And they blinked and they backed off, and it shows they're afraid. That's why they dress up like Cobra Commander to try to scare us. Well, let me tell you something. Dressing up like Cobra Commander and driving around in black armored vehicles does not scare me. It scares me that I'm not doing enough to fight you. It scares me that I'm a coward and that I'm not doing enough. And, you know, you got people saying that I'm calling for violence. I'm not. The globalists are coming down on us with violent taxation. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The globalists are coming down on our families. They're coming down on us medically. Obamacare is the biggest screw job ever meant to bankrupt this country on record. And the guy that helped write it, Ezekiel Emanuel, admits it's meant to destroy the system. That is a criminal conspiracy. The federal judge said of the BLM this year in a ruling, and last year, it was last year, actually it was in December, we read part of the ruling yesterday that the BLM is part of a criminal conspiracy to bankrupt ranchers. Hey, pay your fair share, freeloading, lazy, seventh-generation rancher in the desert. When they run everybody out of business and it's all a fraud. You can have a coal power plant, we're just going to bankrupt you. Don't you people get it? You're under attack. I don't know what we should do, but admit you're under attack. Admit this government's a foreign occupation force.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.